Opera singer Jamie Barton is one of Georgia's greatest talents. She won the prestigious Cardiff Singer of the World competition in 2013 and the Richard Tucker Prize earlier this year. She's graced opera houses and recital halls all around the globe. She's currently gearing up for her role as Jane Seymour in Anna Bolena at the Met. But Barton's putting on a special program right here in Atlanta this upcoming Monday. She spoke with City Lights executive producer Noelle Morris about what she's going to sing.
I'm doing a program that is my brand new recital, actually, and it spans everything from a Spanish group by Turina to some chansons. To Dvorak gypsy songs. It's really just to Rachmaninoff. It's kind of pastiche of some of my favorite composers. The styles are very, very different, but at the same time, it's really a wonderful kind of tapas menu of music. I've presented it this last year at Carnegie Hall and in Edinburgh and in Frankfurt for a Liederabend at the Frankfurt Opera. And outside of Boston in Worcester, Massachusetts. And all four of those places, it was really wonderfully received. And so I'm really excited to get to do it in my hometown. For people, I'll be able to look out into the audience and recognize faces. It's going to be a lot of fun for me, at least.
And sleep in your own bed that night.
My own bed. I will see my cat. Yay.
Yes. Well, I happen to know your cat travels with you, so.
She does sometimes. She really does.
So with this recital program, gypsy songs and lush French romantic, do you have to get yourself into a different kind of headspace from Bellini, for example?
For sure. Quite honestly, even just within the program, I have to get myself into the headspace of each different group. And really, if we get into the details, I get into the different stories of each different song. But it is kind of, it's a fun exercise to have my head in so many pieces of music right now. But it's all stuff I love. It's all stuff that I'm familiar with. And so it's not quite difficult. It's actually just a joy.
That's actually an interesting point. Do you think you would be a different kind of recital singer if you didn't spend so much time in the theater?
For sure. I mean, I think they both feed each other. From recital to the opera stage, I really, what I carry with me to the opera stage from recital is the connectedness to the audience. I really believe in a strong storytelling. So I feel like I carry that. And from opera to the recital stage, I feel like what I carry from that is almost a grandiose kind of interpretation, which I think is a lot of fun in some of the music. It's not necessarily appropriate for all of it, but I think they both feed each other for sure.
Which one's harder?
Quite honestly, the recital is harder in a lot of respects. It's a challenge vocally because it's all on you. It's also you with a piano, so it's very exposed. A lot of singers actually don't like doing recitals, but for those exact reasons, I love the challenge. And opera has its own difficulties for sure, but it's rested on the shoulders of many people. Mm-hmm. And so it's almost like a team sport. So I would say probably the harder one would be recitals, but I love it for those reasons.
So these Dvorak gypsy songs, can you describe them?
Oh, seven different pieces. Each one of them kind of gives a different aspect of the personality of, I believe, one gypsy. There are some really beautiful songs. The third one is just stunningly gorgeous. And it's a very sad song. Number four is the one that everybody knows. It's songs my mother taught me. And it speaks of teaching these songs to the children, the other gypsy children, and she always saw that her mother had tears in her eyes when her mother was teaching her these songs. And finally, as a grown-up, she's teaching these songs to the children, and she understands why her mother had tears in her eyes. And then there are other ones that are absolutely poking fun at regular convention. There's one that talks about, you know, robes of gold are nothing but constricting to the gypsy. She'd rather be free. You know, so it's many different aspects of the kind of gypsy life, the kind of free personality.
So you get to ham it up.
I think there's a little bit of ham in it, a little bit. But I think it's truthful. You know, these are certainly texts that they were written at a time. They weren't written by a gypsy. They were written by a poet in German first, and then later transcribed to Czech, because the composer himself is Czech. And it was written in a time when the gypsy life was a very romantic, kind of very popular idea. So I'm sure in a lot of ways they are kind of a little, there is a bit of ham or a bit of overblowing in terms of the storytelling. But that being said, I find some very touching moments in it that I think Dvorak in his writing absolutely gave honor in a truthful kind of way to the text. So I really love these. They're one of the things that I added, well, really, quite honestly, I built the recital around these songs because I wanted to do them so badly. So I particularly love them, and I really think that the people in Atlanta will too.
Now, you come from a family of bluegrass, Georgia bluegrass musicians. Are you trying to make a connection there to the folk music of the Bohemian folk music in your family? Do you see any connection there at all?
You know, quite honestly, that wasn't part of my thought process, but at the same time, I can absolutely see the connection to why these would really call out to me. I like music when the pretension is stripped away and you are left with beauty and truth. And these are absolutely along those lines. And I think bluegrass music is too. And so I can absolutely see a connection as to, you know, at least the subconscious loving of these songs.
Now, do you ever get to sing with your family?
Every once in a while. Actually, I was just watching a video this last week of me and my dad singing in the garden. Aww. On Father's Day Sunday at my home church last year. And I was missing getting to sing with him this year. But my dad was a big influence in my musical life. He taught me how to hear music through harmony. I heard him singing harmony on the back row of the church pew that we my family has sat in since I was born. He taught me how to hear harmony and how to sing along with that instead of melody. And so I attribute a lot of my musical ears to my dad. So it's wonderful to get to sing with him. I wish I could do it more often.
I guess Dvorak, I'm really geeking out here, Jamie. Dvorak did write for the Hardanger fiddle, didn't he? I think he really did explore some of those folk instruments. So
absolutely. He particularly was very interested in this kind of gypsy thing, and the world was too. I mean, Béla Bartók, you know, everybody was very interested, starting to be very interested in kind of the folk roots of music, kind of coming out of the aristocracy and going back to the people, which I really, really love that aspect, you know, getting back to where music came from. And so they were composing in the style of where it came from. I think it's really cool.
Yeah. But now you get over to Chausson, and he's more of the lush, thick, tortured romantic, right?
Absolutely. The group that I'm doing is built around one that I've done for a little while called Le Temps des Lilas. And it's a tragically sad song, but at the same time, it's just, it's almost a little opera scene. You know, it's really intense in the drama. The words are very, very, it's so intense. And it is, to use your word, lush. This is romantic French at its fullest, in my opinion.
So you'll be singing in Czech, and I've heard that's the hardest language for singers. Is that true?
I think, you know, Czech, it was difficult to get my ear around. This is the first Czech I've ever done. But the more I go back and look at the music, the more singer-friendly it is.
It fits.
I think it's all, yeah, it's a very vowel-based language. There are consonant clusters in there. There's literally, I have a word, příroda. You know, you get to put a P and an R and an SH together. It gets a little fun.
Okay, this is really inside singer stuff.
Bring it on.
You know, often a lot of singers put the consonants before the beat and the vowel on the beat. Does that mean you have to move to the next note sooner if you have to squeeze in all those consonants?
It really depends. There's one particular passage where I have, let's see, Agdoradu Yeshvetvagri Pisen Kvetie Presi Avizashlo. So, you know, to fit in the consonants that have to happen there, there is a bit of slowing down of the music that has to happen. I have to take my breath at a very specific place. You're very correct. I have to put the consonants before the actual note because notes are held on vowels. But you figure out a way. You figure out a way to make all of this work. And it's such a, I don't know, there's something about the Czech language with the gypsy songs. It feels right. I could have done these in German, and they were originally composed in German because the singer that was doing them was a German singer. But I love how Czech these sound, and to be able to do it in Czech, I think it's a lot of fun. But to answer your original question, I have never sung in Polish, but I have been told that is the hardest language to learn. A lot of my friends who have done King Roger have loved the process because it's an opera by Szymanowski, and apparently it's a really incredible opera, but to learn the Polish is very difficult. But Czech, it took a little bit for it to click in, but once it did, it just makes absolute sense.
All right. Well, we are very much looking forward to having you back home in Atlanta to give us this wonderful recital.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it, too.
That was mezzo-soprano Jamie Barton. She's holding her recital at All Saints Episcopal Church this Monday evening at 7:30.